With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Monday, April 8th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions, maybe help navigate something that's come up in your way. And this can be anything that is remotely financial. It is usually something that has to do with your real life. Could be retirement, could be taxes, could be college planning, so many things that are happening. And it could be some strange intergenerational problem. We've gotten a lot of those lately, and I love them. I have to be honest, because put family and money together, and boy, whew, sparks are going to fly. If you've got some issues, anything that's bubbling up, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air live. That's what Brian did. Brian's on the line from Maryland. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
So I am trying to get our retirement planning streamlined, I guess. My wife and I are both 32. We do not have any children and no immediate plans for children. I guess I'll just start with the layout of what we have. I make $120,000 annually with a slightly variable bonus, anticipating in the 40 to 60 range. But last year was actually closer to 70. And my wife makes $85,000, looking like soon to be $95,000.
All right. Can I say 95?
Sure.
All right. Because it's very soon. Okay.
Yep.
And any bonus for your wife?
No.
Okay. And you're both contributing to retirement right now?
So I am. I have access to contribute to a Roth 401k, which I have been, that has about 210,000 in it. My wife currently does not have an employer retirement package.
Why? She work at some cool startup or something?
Yeah, it's a very small consulting firm.
Okay.
From previous employers, she has a combination of IRAs. She's got $85,000 in a traditional rollover and $16,000 in a Roth.
That's great. And right now you're maxing out your Roth 401k?
I should be pretty close this year.
Okay, that's great. How about other assets that you have?
So we have $55,000 in brokerage accounts, $75,000 in savings accounts, and $16,000 in an HSA that we actually can no longer contribute to because of the health benefit that my wife gets from this small firm.
What about, let me just add about a benefit. It just triggered my thought process here. Do you guys have insurance through work, or do you have life insurance held privately?
I have life insurance through work and added my wife.
How much?
I think it's $200,000 for me and $100,000 for her.
Okay, great. How about house? Do you own? Do you rent? What's your situation right now?
Yeah, so we bought a house a couple of years ago. It's worth about $580,000, and our mortgage is about $440,000.
Interest rate?
5.1.
That's a real number, right? Any near-term or even intermediate-term goals that we should think about while you're doing the retirement stuff as well?
No, I mean, we kind of, the house was the big one and got that a couple of years ago now. And so, yeah, like I said, we don't really have any, we're not sure about kids either way. So right now we are holding off on that.
Mark, what should they do? Really, Mark, what should they? I'm just kidding. but it's a possibility still, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking to see here. I wanted to see on the Roth IRA what is possible for you guys. And I think that it's close. I was thinking about, should your wife make a contribution to a Roth IRA? And I'm thinking you might be close. I just looked at the phase out limits for contributions. And for married filing jointly, it looks like we start phasing out at $230,000. But I don't know, if you get a big bonus, you're going to get phased out.
Exactly.
So what else are you doing in terms of retirement savings besides the money that's going into your actual 401k? Are you actively putting some amount of money every single month into the brokerage account?
Yeah, so that gets $400 a month. And we had been putting, I think it was at 540 or something, whatever the monthly equivalent would get us to the max, into a traditional IRA in my wife's name. But then with us kind of getting, well, it was Roth for a while. And then with us approaching the limit, we switched it to traditional. And then, you know, listened to your show about the Roth IRA and said, well, what exactly makes the most sense here? Mm-hmm. So we've kind of paused that for now and want to try to regroup and think about what makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. And neither of you will be entitled to a pension. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. You like what you do. I mean, chances are you're going to stay there for some time, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anything else that I need to consider? Because I have some ideas about a couple of things, maybe for your wife specifically, not as much for you, because I feel like you're doing a great job. I mean, you got this, you got the house, you got it, you know, you're paying for it. It's, everything is good. You're putting money into retirement. You're putting money into brokerage. I mean, is there anything else that you guys want, need, that we should consider?
No, I feel like you said, I feel like we are in a good place, and, you know, we want to take trips, you know, as we age, and, you know, are interested in retiring, not as early as we can, but on the earlier side.
Well, let me give you a clue on that. If you want that, then the kid thing is going to definitely impact it. But okay, let's just say that you're good for now. So I'm thinking that, you know, I don't know if your wife's going to stay in this small place or not. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple of things to consider, which is, if they end up creating a retirement account, maybe what I would do is roll her $85,000 back into some traditional 401k, perhaps, mm-hmm. if that's available to her, and then she can do backdoor Roths. Or alternatively, what you could do is you could start converting her IRA, $85,000 IRA, into a Roth. And you don't have to do a ton of it, but I think that you could do it pretty efficiently and, you know, not crazy change your tax bracket. I guess this also, of course, depends on your bonus. So I don't want you to root for a smaller bonus, right? We like the bonus. That's a good thing. But, you know, with your bonus, your top bracket right now is 24%, okay? Mm-hmm. Which starts at $201,051. All right. So you're in that. That's your top bracket. If this year you don't get, you know, you get a bonus of the same 40 or 60, even 70,000, the bracket is wide enough that I might consider converting enough money from your wife's rollover account to get you up to, you're ready? Here's the number. And you'll have to listen to this again or write it down. The top part of the range of 24% is $383,900. Now, of course, you know, these brackets shift because of deductions, et cetera. But if you were to take, let's say, 40 or 45 grand this year, add it to your income, that keeps you in your 24%. You use some of your savings to pay for the tax hit. It's because it doesn't sound like you spend a ton of money. And you do that again next year. And now she has 100% Roth money, which I love. I really do. I think you're so young. I think that would be a great deal for you. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, after that, I mean, then she can start doing a backdoor Roth. And where is your brokerage account? Vanguard, Fidelity, one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. You could then establish the account at the firm, and you could establish an account that goes, and you basically say, we want to do a backdoor Roth every year. And I think that this could be an excellent idea for you guys. I mean, it's It's not huge, but since she has zero retirement plan, I certainly would be happy with her doing $7,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I would rather her put the money into a Roth right now than you guys having it in brokerage. So even if that meant that you had to sop up some of the brokerage or savings, I don't think that's the biggest deal in the world. I really don't. Mark, do you agree with that, a conversion and then a backdoor?
Yeah, that's certainly an option. Obviously, she has the existing IRA, so they got to deal with that. I mean, maybe they wait a little while and see if the new place gets a retirement plan up and running. But regardless, Brian, I would not be putting any money into a non-traditional IRA, or into a non-deductible IRA. There's no point whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that because right now you're making good money. You're so young. I think probably your income is probably, it will likely rise over time, you know, and tax rates, again, we don't know, but maybe possibly that we're going to see higher tax rates over time, especially in your lifetime. And in that case, we would like you to have the money that's taxed at these levels for now. Now, if I looked at your actual expenses, Brian, what do you think that is? Don't include the money you're saving in your brokerage, but like your actual expenses. Do you know how much that is offhand?
I know our credit card bill is, I think it averages around $8,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes a bunch of reimbursables from work. Mm-hmm. Our mortgage is $3,000 a month.
So probably $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I think you're in great shape. I don't think there's anything else you need to do. I do think, I agree, Mark. Roth is definitely the goal here. And yeah, you can see whether, I mean, how many people are in your wife's firm?
Like 12 or 13.
That's enough for them to have a retirement account.
If you guys are currently putting money into a traditional IRA, I would stop that and for the time being, redirect that money into a brokerage account.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. And how are you managing the money? Just give us a little snapshot. Do we need to smack you because it's 100% in NVIDIA stock?
No. Okay. It's a Fidelity managed like robo hybrid account.
Okay. All right. Good. I mean, if you're happy with that, that's great. And I think otherwise you're in good shape. You guys have just the simple estate documents. We call these sweetheart wills. I leave you everything. You leave me everything.
Yes.
Great. And what other questions do you have for us? Because you're in excellent shape, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, the only follow-up I had, I think you guys just touched on, which was what do we do in the interim over the next couple of years as we're converting the traditional IRA funds to
brokerage.
Yeah, but up the brokerage amount.
Yep.
I mean, especially like you said earlier, you don't necessarily want to retire early, but you want options down the line. So you're going to want to be able to get at that money at some point.
Plus, Mark, they'll be able to roll all that money from the brokerage into their 529 account because when they have a kid, life's over anyway. Right?
No, it's not over.
All right. Okay.
With one kid, it's not over.
All right. So Mark's making the play. Mark is now asking if you and your wife would consider having children. You know, really, just think about it. No, you're in great shape. You really are. And we love the idea of you focusing on the Roth and away from the, you know, essentially away from the traditional environment. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense.
All right. You're done. We're done with you and you're done with us. Go off and make a lot of money. I'm going to, of course, after we finish interviews, I ask all the nosy questions like, where do you work? How much? So I think 32-year-olds, Mark, that are making over $200,000 a year, it's amazing. And it's really closer to like $250,000 with his bonus. So these youngsters are in amazing shape. Congratulations, Brian, and your wife. And if you are starting out in your financial journey or if you are well along the way, we'd love to hear from you. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you want to come on the air. While you're on the website, check out all of our content, including signing up for the free weekly newsletter. I love that newsletter, Mark. It's so great. And by the way, somehow or other, it comes to my CBS account. So it doesn't get filtered out. It gets filtered out at Gmail, but not at CBS. So don't ask me, man. Don't ask me. Also, please check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You too may become a jillionaire just by actually watching that show. All right. Lift someone up. Change your work. Change your wealth. Change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to, like, skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends. Make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.